to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature.
Fellow Americans, welcome to this very special 666 Doomsday edition of the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special.
That's right, the end time is nigh, and the Antichrist walks the earth. It's anyone's guess now. The end could come tomorrow. It could come next month, or it could come right now!
But make no mistake about it, the hellhounds and demons are like thee unto a great gnashing of teeth, wringing of hands and crossing of eyes. The lightning will strike down from the sky, for lo, there came a great cataclysmic trembling of mountains cloven and ripped beneath a pounding rain of frogs, when catfish walked the earth, and men cringed before shrieking winged devils and flying monkeys, who pick at their eyes while they scream and writhe and fry in a gurgling fiery brimstone like those little tater tot things if you leave them in the oven too long. I know what you're thinking, but it's already too late. Welcome to 666, the dawn of the beast, the end of time.
The 666P investigative end time news team has high-level sources within the NSA and AT&T via inside connections with 33rd level Freemasonry and Knights Templar FUDs who were able to deliver this very special phone intercept this very morning between Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney.
Dick.
Hi.
The president wants us to help him suppress the evidence of the end times being upon us, probably sometime today.
You mean the president noticed that today is 666?
Pat Robertson told him at their prayer breakfast.
Oh, Christ.
June 6th used to be thought of as D-Day.
It still is D-Day, Condi. And that D stands for the devil.
The devil is bad, but at least he's not gay.
Well, I have no sympathy for the devil.
That's because you are wicked, Dick.
Yeah.
You beat the devil.
Well, thank you, Condi. I'm in my helicopter, you
know. Oh, Marine 2?
Yeah, we have to set this baby down now, Condi. The gyrenes want to slaughter some women and children before we get back to Fort Knox.
You know, the Marines are doing a wonderful job with their ad hoc response to incipient terrorism that is found in all women and children.
I know, I was a pretty bad kid.
Look how you turned out.
Well, thanks, Condi. Gotta get off now. The Marines have spotted a preschool down there with a lot of young mothers.
Good hunting, Dick.
Well, thanks, Condi.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Early this morning, in preparation for this program, I called directly to hell in an attempt to get a statement from Satan on this day that is certainly very special to him and all those who support him by believing in him so strongly. Not surprisingly, the devil was unavailable for comment, but I was able to speak with one of his administrative assistants, who issued the following statement.
I live in Arkansas, where society's marching proudly into 1953. There are just 4 genotypes of women instead of the usual variety of 24. They think Barney Fife was a local hero. The people are so inbred, they look like they're dogs. And there's a place called the Hot Springs Christian RV Camp whose entrance sports a sign proudly stating, Jesus is Lord over Arkansas. That sure is a limited territory, I tell you what. Makes me sorry to have any principles at all, because all you have to do to fleece Granny Gump out of her life savings is to tell her you're going to start up a church and she'll break both hips in a rush to break out her checkbook. Down Main Street in a suit with a Bible in one hand and a highball in the other. And people are so dang stupid, they don't even recognize him. Because in this overfed backwater, putting a cross in your lapel is like a free ride to make people grab their ankles so you can pluck their wallets without even breaking a sweat. All glory! If it was up to me, every last one of these buck-toothed hobuckers would have to ski the Lake of Fire barefooted while I took pot shots at them with number 4 ball bearings fired from a whammo wrist rocket. I've had a quintuple belly full of people with the IQ of a Brillo pad banging on my door when I'm watching Batman cartoons and trying to save my soul, so I just show them my and laugh myself silly watching them crash into each other, trying to sprint away when it's all most of them can do to waddle over to the Dairy Doodle for a Death Burger and a cone. Praise the Lord and pass on the admonitions. And Satan ain't no friend of mine, no sir, because he borrowed my car, got drunk, drove it into a pole, bent the A-frame, never offered me any money on the wreck, left only a 1/16 of a tank of gas in it anyway, and I don't know what the hell he stained the seats with, but I just torched the thing and gave it up as a loss, because I dang well wasn't going to try to fumigate something that made the skin start to slough off my face from 20 feet away. My name's Hell Pope Huey, and the only reason I still like hell at all is having Sam Kennison open up for Janice and Jimmy at the Magma Room every night. The only thing most Christians are good for is grabbing by the ankles so I can swing him around in a wide arc and clock old Wormwood upside the head once in a while for being a jerk. I'm sick and tired of having to spend so much time at the office because the air conditioning's shut, Satan dumps all the paperwork on me, and the damned just won't shut up. Salvation, my popely butt. Please.
Next, we're going to speak with Barry Crimmins, who I believe is hanging out with CCTP favorite Randy Credico in Manhattan this afternoon. Barry, we're wondering if there are any signs of the end times up there on this biblically apocryphal moment in history.
Put it this way, you coincidentally caught me on the Avenue of Americas, which is also known as 6th Avenue.
Are there any more reptilian beasts or screaming demons there in Manhattan than usual?
They have a meeting, but they're going to be down in a minute. They have a meeting. They're divided up into 6 groups. Oh, my goodness. And there's there are cops, undercover cops with Met shirts on, shaking down a cab driver.
Come on, man. Major arrest. Major arrest.
And Randy Credico is screaming at them.
I got a black man, huh?
And so now we're watching cops arrest And ironically, they're arresting the guy and putting him in a cab.
Go back to Long Island to make the major arrest.
Wait, yeah.
Don't come over here.
Uh-oh.
I don't like cops in Long Island come over make a major minor arrest.
Yeah, you're at Long Island.
Yeah. Where are you from?
There
we have terrorists around here. We're looking for terrorists.
Hey, listen to this.
You're wearing a bulletproof vest. I can't imagine.
All hail Bush and Satan. All hail Bush and Satan. All hail Bush and Satan.
It sounds like a normal day in Manhattan.
I'll tell you what. I don't think they cut the funding by enough.
Major crime around here.
All right.
You guys can't do those kind of investigations.
Wow.
You need some real police academic work.
You're on the air in Houston.
Always a black guy, huh? It's another black man in the neighborhood. Another black man was arrested.
It's horrible and great at the same time. They were shaking down a black... So, yeah, the signs of the apocalypse, yes, they're all here now. Demons come out of sewers disguised as cab drivers. But anyway, you called it quite a moment. The earth opened and swallowed up another decent human being while some, you know, Aryan-looking sack of... came over and tried to go, you want crack dealers in your neighborhood? And I'm like, well, I don't like crack that much, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's better to have them around the neighborhood than have people that desperately need crack and there isn't any. I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what, I can understand the need for crack. We got to medicate ourselves. We all live on the edge, and you got to sand it one way or the other. So, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just sitting around waiting for end times. And of course,
I don't know if this is exactly what you're looking for, Scooter, but I mean, you want to talk about the signs of satanic domination, you know, right as you rang, you know, I'm trying to think, okay, what can I have to say to Scooter that's clever about 666? And then immediately these, you know, fascist pigs. I'll tell you what, New York City doesn't need any more funding about terror. I mean, like, everyone, they didn't send us enough money for terrorism funding. I was in New York for the Republican convention. I don't want any more federal funding making me safe in this town. I was way too safe during the Republican convention. The last thing we need is any more federal presence in this town. You know, so.
Well, Mr. Krim, apparently another biblical phrase has come true, and that phrase is, speak of the devil and he shall appear. So I'm very sorry that I caused that.
It
was all my fault, and I apologize for that.
It's funny, but, you know, only true angels are devil's advocates these days. Now, I just want to say, it used to be in this country that we had to form big, major protests and, you know, rent buses and charter buses and organize to go to Washington to tell the government what was on our mind and hope they would listen to us. But now all you have to do is buy a cell phone and get a friends and family plan, and you know the government will hear your complaints. Scooter,
yeah.
This is the best interview I've ever done with someone who I can ever... Everything you say to me is like, but I know how cool you are, so I can just get away with, I can tell his inflection is good. But I'll tell you one thing, if anybody can ward off the apocalypse, it's you.
Well, thanks.
Just as long as you have a half an hour in the studio to edit it together. The hypotenuse is upon us. It's not arriving today. It's been here for a long, long, long time. Satan's been running the show all along. Here in New York State, upstate New York, we have one growth industry, prisons. We have prisons and Walmarts, and the prisons have the better health plan. Here's Credico.
Well, thank goodness I'm in Houston. Hello. Hey, Randy.
At any rate, it goes on unabated, the onslaught against African Americans, increasing the debt that we owe the African American community. And, you know, this stuff is happening right here. These are the type of guys, that cop, that you would see. If he wasn't here, he'd be in the service in Abu Ghraib, you know, beating up on prisoners. You can see the racism in his face. These are the guys that they're looking for. The police department wants guys like this.
Greenwich Village, everybody's really upset, you know, like, oh, we're really scared. Oh, no, there's a Negro in Greenwich Village. What can we do? Thank you so much for removing the threat of Negroes from Greenwich Village, you fascist piece of crap.
Kids running around trying to stay out of free in America. The young man had a chance to go to Iraq, but he preferred to hang around the village. All right, here's Barry.
Signs of the apocalypse, they got billboards, and at this point, you kidding me? This is unbelievable. And by the way, get drugs off our campuses because children could be killed by drugs. Oh, really? Children are killed by drugs on our camp? Really, really? Well, if you're worried about our children dying, why don't you get the military recruiters off campuses? Because if you want kids, your kids to go on drugs, then let them join the military. Because go to any methadone clinic and ask for a show of hands from those that still have them that are veterans. And it's going to be two-thirds of the people in the goddamn room. So that's it. That's my profane take on things, my brother. But I'll tell you what, the people of Houston that get the list of your stuff are the luckiest people in the world. I'm so sorry that you people have gotten a double dose of Bush. That's it. You know, and you want to know what a sign of the apocalypse is? I'll tell you a sign of the apocalypse. You're watching the news. I keep the sound up when I keep the corporate news on to see what they're telling us. And the only time I turn it up now is like, oh, wait, quick, turn it up. A general's on. Generals, ex-CIA agents, they're our allies. Right on, my brother. Now, like, you want to talk about a sign, you know, the lion lying down with the lamb. The generals are on our side now. That's, you don't, if that is an apocalypse, nothing is.
Thank you, Barry.
I love everybody in Houston, and thanks for everything. And my love to everybody I saw in Crawford.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Peace.
Wow. Well, that phone call certainly took a turn for the weird, didn't it? I asked for it. Signs of the apocalypse from the Big Apple, and that's what we got. We were doing a comedy show before we were rudely interrupted by the police. Actually, maybe it was the other way around. I think they were rudely interrupting the police. I don't know if you were able to make it out earlier, but Kretika was shouting at the cop, "Hey, you're on the radio in Houston!" I don't know if you could hear that. It was way back in my headphones. This is a special 666 edition of the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special. My name is Scooter, and I'm here with Byron Jackson, who's giving me a hand juggling the phones and the buttons. We just heard from Barry Crimmins and Randy Kretiko from an automobile and a crime scene somewhere in Greenwich Village. Barry Crimmins has a new CD out, very fresh stuff. It's called Blues in the Key of W. You can check it out from barrycrimmins.com. Crimmins is spelled C-R-I-M-M-I-N-S.
Listening to KPFT Houston 90.1, 89.5 in Galveston, and Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1. In, of course, Santa Cruz, of all places. We're now going to go to Abdullah Ali G. Ben Gazzaro with the end time news from Iraq. Are you there?
Yes, I am here, Mr. Scooter. Thank you very much. But my name is Abdullah El Paisan Ben Gazzaro, and here I am reporting live with the good news from Iraq. Dateline 666. That's entertainment. In honor of the special American pop culture holiday 060606, a special cultural exchange summer film festival has been organized for Iraq, featuring classic American-style drive-in movies that are sure to give the Iraqi public a relaxing break. Escapist fare scheduled to be shown includes Blood, Blood Bath, Blood Beach, The Blood Drinkers, Blood Demon, The Blood Feast, Blood Fiend, The Blood Fiend, Blood Legacy, Blood Mania, Blood of Ghastly Horror, The Blood of Nostradamus, Blood on Satan's Claw, Blood Orgy, The Blood Seekers, Blood Waters of Dr. Z, The Blood Suckers, Blood Thirsty Butchers, Blood Lust, The Bloody Brood, The Bloody Pit of Horror, and Bloody Mama. These films will be shown free of charge and in fully air-conditioned theaters where possible. So our advice to the Iraqi public is, come on up, get scared out of your wits, and enjoy the show. That's entertainment. Item number two, Dateline Banks of the Tigris. As predicted here at Good News several years ago, construction work has begun on the largest embassy building in the world, the new U.S. Embassy on the Banks of the Tigris. 5 times larger than any palace Saddam Hussein ever constructed, the new building will house a complete reconstruction of the suburbs of Toledo, Ohio, a faithful reconstruction of a Radio City Music Hall, including the world's first animatronic rocket kick line, and the largest Walmart store anywhere in the world. The new embassy will be completely self-contained, almost like a separate country, with its own coal-burning power plant, Learjet airstrip, and high-end shopping mall that will recreate Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Fully visible from outer space, when completed, the structure will form the face of popular singing star Britney Spears and will appear to wink at passing satellite cameras. Oops! We did it again! And now again, Dateline, new opportunities in the Green Zone. The Kaboom Lounge, the international club at a secret location atop the Green Zone's highest building, has proved to be a booming success. A success that grows with each passing day. Paul Wolfowitz, head of the World Bank, has announced the return of the bank to Iraq and has said he supports funding the new Kaboom franchises, such as the chain of music clubs called the Al Kaboom Room, the Al Kaboom Cigar and Hookah Bar, the Al Kaboom Topless Tapas Drive-In, that's for the patron with more sophisticated taste, and Al Kaboom's Coffee, which features the special extra giant latte with that unforgettable scent of C12 plastic. Kaboom is the future! Now let's go to your numbers. General explosions. Once again, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, 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 boom. Markets may be sagging in other countries, but in Iraq, the indexes are, ha ha ha, booming. Car bombs, donkey bombs, market bombs, personal bombs, public bombs, private bombs, road bombs, bus bombs, off beyond and above the charts again and again, for year after year after year. There seems to be no end to the expansion in the general explosion sector. Invest in this cash cow now. Wow, wow, wow. Days to resumption of full electrical power here in Baghdad. Our reporters have noticed a renewed interest in worship of the Sumerian lightning gods, and t-shirts featuring the deity, printed with phosphorescent inks, are now being sold on Baghdad streets. Days to functioning sewer system and fresh water for Baghdad. Once again, the fashionable waters of Babylon, O the Nebuchadnezzar, has become older age and are featured in the black market all around town. Once again, we urge you to be sure to boil thoroughly before using or drinking the water. The energy index has zoomed up to, brace yourself, 999999999 to the 999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Well, you know. And way, way up from the point 0000000001 of before deliberation. And once again, we're happy to be on the radio with you, Texas, on this special 666 day. And this has been Abdullah El Pazan Bin Gazzara with the good news from Iraq.
And that was Abdullah El Pazan. Oh, you got me doing it. I can't believe this. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for the end time news from Iraq. And we'll see you next month. Thank you. Oh, well, what's this doing? Well, we're going to have Reverend Billy on the line here, but I think we have an on-the-road correspondent that we want to speak with for a minute here. On-the-road correspondent, are you with us?
Yeah, but I'm not on the road.
Because, oh, he's not on the road.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't want to get out on the road with the 666, but I've actually been doing some interviews. I'm here on Staten Island, and I've been trying to find some demons, and the problem is here, it's just business as usual. And it's kind of scary to think that there wouldn't be any manifestations, you know, of a 666 nature. But I have a feeling that the netherworld has decided it's not needed here.
Uh-oh.
And that's the scary part. Everything just seems to be normal. People are going to work on Wall Street and, you know, screwing up the economy. I mean, I know that Barry and Randy reported some events last night, but, I mean, that was 6th Avenue near Grant, you know, near the library, and all kinds of weird stuff goes on there all the time, so it's hard to know whether this is actually a manifestation of 666, and I'm a little worried that it's not happening here, that, you know, New York and Staten Island are being completely forgotten by these people. What were you saying? PNB meeting?
It's,
no, I'm not sure about that, but in any case, we're really upset that we're being forgotten here. Because New York is obviously used to being in the middle of things, and it's not happening. And I'm very, very upset.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. But, you know, we did hear from Randy and Barry that there was a Negro sighted in Greenwich Village, but that has been taken care of, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, but this is the kind of thing that happens normally. Occasionally, an African-American will get off at West 4th Street and, you know, by accident, thinking that it's Brooklyn or, you know, one of those places where, you know, we keep them, and it is taken care of. It would probably be a much bigger event. I mean, if we had a whole bunch of them or something like that. But I haven't seen anything. And, you know, it's still the same. So, you know, the other thing is maybe they're using a different calendar down there in the netherworld. I have no idea. But I am upset that nothing is happening. I mean, I was here with my recorder ready to get these events and these transactions, these, you know, demonizations here, and it's just normal. I mean, it's very depressing.
If there were a demon or some sort of a reptilian creature walking down the street, would they be noticed?
I hadn't thought of that.
That could be it, huh? Anyway, have a beer and leave that coffee alone there, my friend.
Thank you.
And things will probably...
Thank you. And if anything happens, you will be the first to know.
Well, thank you very much. That was our on-the-road correspondent. He was doing his Otis McClay imitation. And we'll talk to you later. Thank you. And now we have our friend Reverend Billy coming up here in a moment here. As soon as I click his little button there. Now, Reverend Billy... well, you know, we're really going to need his counsel in these end times, this day of 666, this moment of the beast indeed walks the earth. Reverend Billy, what is your counsel, my friend, brother?
Brother Scooter,
yes.
Good to hear you. I was interested to be listening to our correspondent on the road in Staten Island. I'm talking to you from lovely downtown Brooklyn. And he kept saying over and over again, I'm waiting for 666 to happen. And it's not here. I don't see a change. Meditating on that a bit, isn't it that the great demons, the devils, are in the most ordinary things that we have before us? Scooter, can you hear me?
Yeah, actually, I think that Barry Crimmins earlier suggested that in upstate New York, the demons were prisons and Walmarts, and the prisons had the good health plan.
I think that the evil in the world, our perception of it has atrophied to the point where we would be making jokes about 666, or making major feature films about 666. You know, the idea that there's a numerology that indicates evil is kind of demonstrates how atrophied is our own perception of the evil that's taking place. But meanwhile, from around the back, the manifestations of evil are unmistakable. We're methodically killing life. It's going to be, you know, we're doing the blockbuster. We're doing the horror film. It's simply reality, and our politicians can't even talk about it. They're so corrupt. They really cannot discuss it. Global warming is not a phrase that you'll hear in Washington. You can't even find it in the New York Times. So we can't discuss evil, and so it becomes this ridiculous cartoon, the 666 major feature film, and so forth and so on. You see it up on the billboard. Be afraid. Be very afraid. It's coming. The fact is, it's a deadly serious thing that we have to think about. It actually is as ordinary as a $4 latte in a Starbucks. It actually is the W in Walmart. It's Mickey Mouse smiling at us. It's the most normalized thing in our world. I believe that's where the evil is. And it's up to us to discover, where is Rosa Parks' seat on the bus? How do we register social change, alone or in groups? How do we start change when we actually are facing the most ordinary thing we have on the street, and that's the devil? That's the beast. The most normalized thing before us is the most evil. What do you do? What do you do at that point? Nothing's happening here. I'm looking for the beast. Where is he? You know, that's the point, but that's just, you know, that's the joke. I mean, that's, you know, but we have to, you know, I mean, that's a joke we can all share. That's like a pop gesture. I'm pretty much lost in the same joke. Yeah, that nothing's happening. What I'm saying that's different is that nothing that is happening is the thing that is out of control. Normalcy is the thing we have to somehow... We can't even focus our eyes on it. How would you focus your eyes on it? You know, when you're adrombrated into a hypnotized, narcoticized idiocy by the 1,000th repetition of the very same supermodel's thigh every day. You know, we are normalized out of the possibility of raising any kind of objection. We can't exercise our freedom because we've been killed by freedom. So it's... I'm just, you know... I'm going to go outside right now, Brother Scooter, and...
catch some air?
I'm just gonna check out the most normal thing. We don't have any Starbucks out here in Brooklyn where I am. I got driven out of Manhattan by the rents, and I'm halfway to Coney Island, and Starbucks hasn't gotten here yet.
So you're one step ahead of Starbucks, or behind?
One step ahead of them. I'm in a neighborhood that doesn't have a chain store yet.
I'm not even going to complain. You've been to Houston. So you, Reverend Billy can be found at revbilly.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
You can be tracked and followed and stalked from revbilly.com.
Stop Shopping Gospel Choir is hot right now. They're ready with a new song. And the title of the new song says it all to me. Are you my lover, or are you my logo?
Yeah, no, I actually...
Amen, hallelujah?
Yeah, I read that today. That's right.
Praise be. Good luck, everybody, with the beast.
Okay, well, we're going to get back to our joke now, okay?
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Reverend Billy from reverendbilly.com, and with this the wonderful Stop Shopping Choir, you can hear much ranting against the Shapocalypse. Now this...
The 666P Special Ear Witness News Team takes you now live to our correspondent in Burbank, California, reporting on any suspicious satanic activity in Hollywood, where it is suspected the dark forces may strike first.
TV Land. Beaver.
Hey, Beaver.
Beaver.
Go shoot him in the bathroom.
We can get your face out of my shit.
Oh, not tonight. Very hard, very hard.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Oh, Beaver, I don't know.
Just about that long.
All right, Beaver. All right, where's your pencil?
Hi, Beaver. I'm all set.
It'll be a little while, dear. I have to help Beaver.
Hello?
Oh. Pull up something to sit on. Beaver, no.
Oh, I'm stuck.
Now, let me see.
I got an itch in my throat. Well.
Thank you, Beaver.
Oh, well.
Beaver, we're not going to get anywhere. I'm just telling you to think.
Lord.
What?
Can you please stop yelling at the Beaver?
I'll tell you what, Beaver. Beaver. Oh, goodbye, Beaver. Gay and happy, free from care.
Where's the Beaver?
Gay and happy, free from care. Gay and happy.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, they're having a thing.
The Beaver?
I want you to wind up and get it over with.
Go up a little bit, dear.
Cool it? We can't let the Beaver take the prize.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to know that, Dad.
Yes, we do.
Just won't go to school. Never again.
Oh, now, Beaver. Beaver.
Did Dad hit you?
Talking to Beaver. That's your father.
Oh.
Father went down.
Beaver, he's going to straighten it out.
You see?
Mom?
What, Beaver?
Hey, I'm happy. Free from care. Hey, I'm happy.
What is it?
Don't even bother to help at all.
Isn't that typical?
I got it.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Hey, that's not bad, Dave.
No more.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
666666666666666. The first seal was opened, and a white horse came out, and the rider of the white horse had a bow and a crown on his head. This represents the Antichrist coming into the world.
And last night, I received Jesus Christ as my personal savior. Oh no!
Today, you will be executed. But this need not be. According to the law, those of you here should never see another sunrise. However, I have good news for you. Our great brother Christopher is so concerned with your welfare and your future that he has provided a way for you to avoid going to your death. All you have to do is get up from where you are seated and come forward and receive your ID.
666666666666.
It's painless, much like the credit cards you've used for many, many years. We don't want you to die. Brother Christopher doesn't want you to die. All you have to do is get up and come forward and receive your ID. You will be given a mark either on your forehead or on your right hand.
You
believe in God? Yes, I believe in God! Whoa! High velocity bullet, hackles, rain, can't damage the mind. Shattering the skull, shredding the brain, severing the spine. Bury a round of lead in the casket, quite an impression. Your soul.
30 people in the room, and you are in hell, and you're burning. So let's have some...
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That was phenomenal.
My friends and loyal subjects, for the last 4 years, we have worked together to overcome the greatest physical hardship the world has ever known. World War, drought, famine, pestilence, fire, earthquakes, and volcanoes of unprecedented violence. But we have prevailed, thanks to our fantastic computer technology and the intervention of your satanic majesty.
Pictures such as this nuclear detonation in Uganda 3 days ago prove that world war is now sophisticated. Religious leaders have stated that today's events were foretold in the Bible thousands of years ago. One religious leader quoted Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword.
Thelma Louise Goody with your Landover Ladies Guild Christian Ladies Letter of the Week. This week's letter is particularly interesting given the times that we're in. It comes to us from Sally Jo in Pasadena, Texas, and she writes, "Dear Thelma Louise, I am a true Christian lady and I love my Bible. I'm married to a good Christian man and we go to church twice a week. That is why I was so shocked to learn that the due date for my first child is the same day as that of the mark of Satan himself. How can I stop this baby from being born? And how does a good Christian lady raise the demon spawn anyway? Please help me, Thelma Louise. This is one time when I need a little more help than just praying. Sally Jo." Oh, bless you, Sally Jo. I'm so glad you wrote to me. You'd be surprised how many letters I've received asking the same question. So, ladies, this is for all of you. Pay attention, because there is something you can do if you think your child is the beast. First of all, keep your knees together until after midnight tonight. Christian ladies should have no problem with this one, right, ladies? This will teach your little demon child an important lesson that he can't always get his way. If the little Beelzebub still scratches and claws at you, you can try repeating this. La 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 la. I can't hear you. Stay thee, Satan, stay. Secondly, ladies, have your husbands jump in front of you when you least expect it and just scare the dickens out of you. This, according to our creation scientists, will induce the child to be born early. It's a good thing our research is making such strides. Praise Jesus. Third, don't check the back of the head, ladies. Make sure to check under the little angel of darkness's privates for its mark. Our Christian scientists have reason to believe that this is where the little antichrist will post messages to each other. You can also sell your child, as many Christian families in need have done before you, to creation science. Our laboratory and research center will pay $18 a pound to any child under the age of 6 months. Your family will be helping creation scientists better understand Lucifer's handiwork in early childhood development. Good thing to know in case of post-tribunal rapture. One last thing, ladies. Be sure to watch your little baby Satan around pigs. Lucifer and pigs go together like white on rice. So a pig won't kill the great beast. Put your child in a cage on the floor with a full-grown hog. If the hog squashes your baby, then it probably wasn't the demon child anyways. Well, ladies, I think that about covers it. Spawning Satan is no excuse not to walk with Christ. I'm Thelma Louise Goody. Have a blessed day.
Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's garden when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born in summer time. It's Alpha and Omega is coming. And the heroine is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs.
A U.S. God, they're here!
Last of the four beasts, and I looked and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
From the top, Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones classic. The NSA intercepted phone call, Connie and Dick 666, was written by David Dozer and performed by Janet Coleman and David Dozer. Phone Call to Hell was Hell Pope Huey, formerly of Arkansas and now Satan's administrative assistant. Music by King Crimson, that cut was called Red. Minister Sinister interlude was Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. We spoke to Barry Crimmins and Randy Credico on the telephone. Running with the Devil was Van Halen. The End Times from Iraq was written and performed by Mark Kehoe, live on the telephone from New York. The on-the-road correspondent was Otis McClay on the line from Staten Island, where he was, I believe, visiting our good friend Bob Fass from sister station WBAI in the hospital. Bob Fass is one of the greatest innovators in the radio arts of all time. Been out there cutting the edges and pushing the envelope since the 60s. And Bob's on the mend, and we're sending out all our get-well vibes to you, Bob. And unusually laid-back and pensive Reverend Billy on the line for Brooklyn. I called him yesterday to get him scheduled for today, but I forgot to tell him we were doing a comedy show. Nevertheless, always piercing and, thoughtful insights from Reverend Billy. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see. The report from Hollywood was a mix by Norrell Pref, entitled TV Land, which I mangled by throwing in the Cookie Monster death metal guys, a band ominously referring to themselves as Vader, or wait a minute, Vader. That morphed into a mix by Skidmark Bob from Free Radio Santa Cruz. I think I heard an excerpt in there from Slayer. This is the International Day of Slayer, by the way, in case you haven't heard that. Big day for Slayer fans. And that was interrupted by a little gospel music from Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Choir from the CD by that very same name. Excuse me. Thelma Louise Giddy was Houston's very own Stacy Davis performing a piece from the Landover Baptist website. That's all one word. Spells like it sounds, landoverbaptist.org. Stacy cleaned that one up and condensed it for radio. The original was really brutal. Do I have time? Yeah, okay, I have to. About a minute into that piece, I got a phone call here from a lady about my age. And she was livid. And she's yelling at me. She's going, "What is this? What's the name of this show? What? I can't believe I'm hearing this on the station. I can't, you know." And she's just, man, she's coming after me. And she's not letting me say anything. She's got a full tilt rant going. "I can't believe this. Women who won't have children. What is this? What is this real? Is this some kind of joke?" You know. And I said, "Yeah, it's totally a joke. We're doing a little comedy show for 666. And then she just paused for a minute, and then she starts laughing. She goes, "Well, this is kind of funny, you know." I said, "Well, hang up the phone. It's fixing to get a lot more brutal." And then she just started laughing and go, "Oh, that's great. Okay, all right. Keep up the good work." So anyway, that was pretty weird. And whoever you are out there, thanks for calling. You absolutely made my day. Made my show. Absolutely. And I hope you enjoyed the show. Okay, after Thelma, we went back to the Stop Shopping Choir. Then back to the Skidmark Bob piece, the unmistakable Johnny Cash in the mix. Thanks again to Byron Jackson helping me out in the studio. And, well, there you go. We've come to the conclusion of this special 666 End of the World CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special. A satirical look at the world, maybe a little harsh, but we're not really out to be totally offensive or hurt anybody's feelings. This being 666, of course, we decided to pick on that sort of kooky fringe of Christianity. Not all of them. I did a little research on this end times, antichrist rapture stuff in my King James. It was all very weird and hazy and mythological and open to interpretation and not very straightforward. And it makes me wonder why these TV preachers and so-called political leaders who are obsessed with religion all seem to dwell on these demons, devils, and evil. On the other hand, there's parts of the Bible that are very straightforward. You know, the parts about love your brother, take care of the poor, do unto others, thou shalt not kill, peace, love, that sort of thing. Wish we heard a little more of that. My name's Scooter, and I'll see y'all on the radio.